If you like scary stories, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Maniac on the Loose Scary Stories Podcast. Sit back and relax. Keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all times, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Fortune Teller. I needed help. Serious help. I had been to so many psychiatrists that I lost count. The majority of them just wanted to shove pills down my throat. I tried many of those pills, too. None of them helped. Most just made me tired and lethargic. I met with many therapists who didn't want to go the drug route. They wanted to talk things out with me. But that didn't help much either. In their defense, I never felt comfortable truly opening up in a way that would probably be necessary to gain any benefit from the sessions. Once I felt like I hit a dead end with mental health professionals, I found myself gravitating towards psychics. The psychic world is very interesting. There are a wide variety of psychics out there. Tarot and oracle card readers give advice based on what cards are drawn. Clairvoyants gain information about certain things through a heightened sense of perception. Mediums can connect with those in the spirit world. Most people who seek out mediums are doing so in hopes of communicating with a loved one who has passed away. Palm readers gain insight through the creases on one's hands. Remote viewers have the ability to see events happening in real time from long distances. The range within each of those different psychic categories is vast, and most psychics possess more than one of these abilities. After visiting many psychics, I found that I was able to spot the fakes quickly. They had similar tendencies, such as asking a lot of questions without making any statements. They always had an artistic ability to be vague without coming across as such. The big red flag was when they'd paint a dire picture and claim they can correct it for X amount of dollars. Many psychics are in fact the real deal. There are just varying degrees as to how powerful they are. Most simply seem to have slight psychic abilities. They can confirm that I am struggling with something and that there is a dark aura around me, but can do little in the way of helping me. There was one psychic that I met who seemed very powerful. I thought she could help me. She was a palm reader. Her references were impeccable. She had a long waiting list, and she wasn't cheap. The palm reader was younger than most of the psychics I had experienced. I guessed her to be 19 or 20. She was very thin, had straight blonde hair, and an unusual amount of freckles. The room she did the reading in was very cozy. It was a darkened room lit with blue mood lighting. When I attempted to introduce myself, she shushed me. She didn't want to know anything about me. The psychic led me to a small table in the center of the room. She stared at me for a long while before closing her eyes and taking in a deep breath. She then took my hand into hers. She held them for several seconds before she convulsed, as if an electric shock jolted through her body. She immediately shoved my hand away and stood up from the table. She stared at me with wide eyes that were full of fear and began shuffling backwards away from me before locking herself into a nearby room.
Go!
I was confused.
Can you help me? Go!
Well, how much do I owe you?
There's no charge, just go!
There was something so dark within me that it scared the daylights out of the most powerful psychic I had found. Was I beyond help? I sank into an even darker state of mind. I had an emptiness within the pit of my stomach that continued to grow. I felt so alone, defeated. But as I pondered upon my disappointing session with the powerful palm reader, I realized something. She saw and felt the darkness that I was engulfed in and struggled with. It frightened her to the point of running away from it. What I never got to tell her is that I know it's there, I can feel it, and I don't want it. I need assistance with removing the darkness that constantly hangs over me. Perhaps an even stronger psychic would not only be able to see what she saw, but maybe they would have the courage to stand up to it and give me guidance and directions as to how to rid myself of it. I began booking sessions with a myriad of psychics simply to ask them one question. Who is the best, most powerful psychic in the world? The consensus was overwhelming. Madame Matrona. Madame Matrona is an elderly Russian woman. She is in high demand, and time with her does not come cheap. At her age, she doesn't hold many sessions, and when she does, the openings are reserved quickly. It was just dumb luck that she happened to announce a United States tour minutes before I began my research on her. The closest city to me that she was going to be visiting during her tour was Nashville, Tennessee. I was able to reserve one of the slots. Nashville was a 3-hour drive from where I lived. I immediately made reservations at a hotel called the Hamlet Hotel and began counting the days until I could meet face to face with the famous Madame Matrona. When the day finally arrived, I was both anxious and nervous. I was also concerned that perhaps she would coil away from me much like the palm reader did. If that were to happen, I knew I'd truly be beyond help. I expected the readings to take place at some bland convention hall within the city, but was pleasantly surprised when I found out that Madame Matrona had rented a luxurious 1800s mansion to do the readings. My session was scheduled for 7:30 p.m. I arrived early and was taken to a vast stone-walled waiting room. They told me I would wait alone. Madame Matrona did not like her clients mingling with each other's energy, or something to that effect. When my time had finally arrived, a man in a tuxedo led me down a long, cobblestoned corridor that was lit by torches. The theatrical aspect of the experience was enchanting. Finally, I was taken into the room the reading would take place at. It was a round room with stone walls. It was dimly lit by a single torch on the wall and a gathering of half-melted glowing candles on a nearby shelf. The subtle scent of smoke hung in the air. I was told to sit down and wait. 5 minutes later, Madame Matrona entered the room. She was tiny, frail, and even older than I expected. Her skin was leathery. Strands of silver hair poked out of her dark maroon headscarf. She was covered in a plain gray and black shawl. She walked stooped over with the aid of a twisted cane. I instinctively stood politely as she approached the table and her leather face scrunched up with annoyance as she motioned for me to sit back down. "It's an honor to meet you, Madam Matrona. I hear you're the best fortune teller in the world." She agitatedly waved her hand at me.
"Fortune teller, bah! I am a seer. Do not speak further."
I sat still and spoke not another word as the old woman walked up to me. She held her beady eyes closed as she felt my face with her arthritic hands. At one point I felt her startle. I looked up to see her minuscule eyes open wide. I could see terror within them. But unlike the palm reader, Madam Matrona pushed her fear aside, closed her eyes, and continued feeling every contour of my face. Finally, she sat down across the table from me. She held her intimidating gaze upon me for several long moments before she spoke.
"You're staying at the Hamlet Hotel, room 746.
I smiled and nodded. She was correct.
"You want guidance from Madame Matrona, yes?"
"I do."
"Listen to me carefully, young man. Do exactly as I tell you. Do you understand?"
"Yes, Madame Matrona. I understand."
"I want you to return to your hotel room and draw yourself a hot bath. Sit in the bath and relax. Empty your mind. Let all of your anxieties flow from your body. This is your moment. Enjoy it."
She took in a deep breath before she continued.
"Once you feel the hot water begin to cool, take a razor blade and slit both of your wrists. Do not panic. Do not fear. Let the blood seep from your veins. Allow yourself to expire."
Madame Matrona's eyes locked onto mine as she patted my hand. And with that, the old woman hobbled out of the room. I got back to my hotel room and followed Madame Matrona's instructions. The hot bath was soothing. It whisked my cares and worries away. For that moment in time, I felt normal. As soon as the water began to cool, I slit my wrists. As the water in the bathtub transitioned from clear to red, I thought about all the lives I had taken. I had been a serial killer since the age of 14. It started with animals. Eventually, I included both women and men to my ledger. Sex didn't matter. Age didn't matter. Reason didn't matter. I just had to kill. Like most people thirst for water, I thirsted to kill. I tried to stop countless times, but I couldn't. I wouldn't. I was a monster. Madame Matrona recognized this, and she knew there was no curing me. The darkness hanging over me would never leave. I was a monster, and the monster could never be tamed. So the monster had to be slain. We hope you enjoyed the show. We're dying for you to come back for more. Visit maniacontheloose.com. Sign up for our newsletter and I'll give you some free stuff. We'll see you soon. Very soon.